Hi, Chandresh.
Hello, Renu.
Tell me about ICT's first venture and what's happening.
So, this November, first week November, Sanskrit Research Group, that is Martin Gluckman, who's working on Sanskrit Wikipedia, is holding a Panini workshop. And this is going to be a live full stream video. Actually, it's a class by a professor from Hawaii University offering a research on Panini, who is...
So this is Professor Ramanath Sharma, I see on AuraNet, a workshop on Panini, who will be in the University of Hawaii live?
He will be there live, and he'll be offering a class for anybody who's interested to join. And this in Auroville, we have the venue in Sire Conference Room, and it will be held for 4 days, from 12th November to 15th, and this is going to be high-definition video, live broadcast over National Knowledge Network that we have been connected, Auroville has been connected via the network center, and this will be broadcast live with a high-definition video.
So who will be on the Auroville side dialoguing with the professor? Is it anybody interested, or is there a one person sort of leading the question answer?
Well, right now, the class is offered by a professor, and Martin Gluckman, who is currently leading the research in Sanskrit from within Auroville, he's got a website called Vedic Society. He's also got a Sanskrit research institute where they are preparing a comprehensive Wikipedia on Sanskrit, which also will be actually uploaded through our NKN site onto the World Wide Web Knowledge Network in the future, in another month and a half, 2 months.
And eventually this will wind its way onto YouTube so that other people will be able to look at it in...
Right. So this workshop itself will be recorded live, and it will be uploaded to YouTube for anybody who wants to browse it later.
Fantastic. At their own leisure time. And can you tell us what the word panini means? Because I know it's not referring to Italian sandwiches.
Panini is it's a traditional, it's based on Sanskrit. The grammar of Sanskrit was defined and articulated by an old Sanskrit scholar, Panini, and we are talking of, you know, a few thousand years back.
Okay, so this is like our first grammatician of Sanskrit.
Yes.
And he was from India.
Right, that's right.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. So this will be happening on between the 12th and the 15th of November in the Sire Conference Hall. And they ask that some prerequisites, some knowledge of Sanskrit grammar is required, and it's not a beginner's workshop. This is a very exciting beginning for the National Knowledge Network. It's really making a first step in exactly the direction we had hoped for.
Yeah, and also we will send an invitation to Sanskrit scholars in ashram also. So that will be actually a good combination work between ashram and Auroville.
So this is wonderful, and I'm sure that you, JV, and all of you that have been working so hard at laying cable and, you know, finally seeing fruition and use of this infrastructure must be fantastic. What other plans does the National Knowledge Network have? Setting up more centers at the library, for example, possibly?
Well, in Auroville now we have all the schools connected. We have a CSR also connected on the fiber backplane. We just connected Solar Kitchen and library yesterday and Deepanam School. And within a week, 10 days, when all the teams are up on our, you know, agreement of how the use of the knowledge network, because, you know, there are certain, you know, parameters. Once everybody's on, then the tap will be open, and they'll all be connected to high-speed network to National Knowledge Network backbone.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much, Chandresh.